Hi, this is Yishai Baden. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice Series. The Gemara in today's Daf Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin discussed the halacha that someone is obligated to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. That's the Gemara towards the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. What is the source that a person is obligated to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the husband of the Isha Shunamis asked the Isha Shunamis, why are you visiting Elisha? Why are you visiting the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael? Lo Chodesh Hayom, it's not Rosh Chodesh, Lo Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, not Shabbos, not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Yom Tov. Why would you go visit, implying that if it would have been Yom Tov, then it would have made sense why she was going to visit Elisha because of this obligation, because of this mitzvah, the Hakbo Pnei Rabba Berega. But the truth is, if you were paying attention, this doesn't really make much sense. The Pasuk doesn't say anything about Yom Tov. It says about Rosh Chodesh. It says about Shabbos. So where is there any indication of this obligation of visiting a Rebbe on Yom Tov? So it's a question the Rishonim ask. Some of the Achronim suggest that in fact when the Pasuk says Shabbos, it's referring to Yom Tov. When the husband of the Isha Shunamis said, why would you go visit Elisha? It's not Shabbos. It's not referring to Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. It's referring to Yom Tov. And there's a diuk. There's a reason why they say that. Because they ask a question, there's a klal, there's a rule, it's a general rule that we follow. Tadir v'she'enu tadir. Tadir kodim, whatever is more common, that's what takes precedence. Therefore, they point out the language of the pasuk, lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh. So why would it say lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos? Must be that Shabbos in this context is not a reference to the seventh day of the week of Shabbos. Chodesh is referring to Yom Tov, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is more common then Yom Tov. As an aside, they say over Avart, from a special son of the Brisk Rav, Chaim ben Hagriz, that he wanted to say, no, the truth is, Tadir v'shein and Tadir, Kodim, of course, something that's more common, does take precedence, does come first. So how come the Pasuk says, Lo Chodesh, Lo Shabbos? Because, pay attention, Lo Chodesh, Lo Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. Not being Rosh Chodesh is 29 or 28 days of the month. Lo Shabbos is only 6 days out of the week, which is only 24 days of the month. So it's more Lo Chodesh than Lo Shabbos, and therefore it's Tadir v'shena Tadir. It really does take precedence. That's an aside. The question is, Lamaisa, nowadays, do we find that there's such an obligation? Do people go flock to go visit their Rebbe and Yom Tov? So the truth is, many people are makbid. Many people do try to visit their Rebbe if possible. Now, step number one, the Gemara does modify this halacha, and it says the only time you would have this obligation is if you're able to go and come back on the same day. So probably, historically, it was very difficult for that to be true, especially if they're living in outlying little shtetlach. It wasn't so easy to practice this halacha, or the halacha wasn't really so relevant, and that's a over nowadays, we lost practice of this halacha, although maybe we should reinstitute it. But there are other explanations as well. The Nodeb Yehuda in Or Chaim Tinyan and Simin Tzadi Dalad has a fascinating explanation, which we don't have time to get into, but he really suggests that the concept of visiting a Rebbe has to reflect the visiting the Shekhinah, and therefore only in the times that there was a Beis HaMikdash, they would go visit the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. That's when there was an obligation to go visit your Rebbe on regal as well. Nowadays, we unfortunately do not have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't no longer have this obligation to visit our Rebbeim, the Hakbil Pin Rabu, the regal. And there are questions on this suggestion of the Nodu there from multiple Gemaras. But there's another interesting suggestion from the Stapler, the Kilos Yaakov, it's quoted in Aruchas Rabbeinu, where he says that now this halacha was only applicable when the primary mode of teaching Torah was Baal Peh. And therefore the relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe, between a student and his teacher, was such that that's really his purest only link to Torah was through that which his Rebbe taught him, because they didn't have Svarim, everything was taught orally. Nowadays, when we have Svarim, and so much of our learning really comes from Svarim, comes from the books, comes from a text, and that relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe isn't that type of relationship that would mandate visiting a Rebbe on Yom Tov.